This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Third down and 6. Williams, a lot of room. Looking for the end zone. He is in. Touchdown. Did not have a rushing touchdown last season his rookie year, and he takes it in. And he can't do much better. Caleb, 6 for 6, 51 yards. Found 5 different receivers on that possession. And then a 9-yard touchdown run.
We heard Caleb Williams tell Lisa Salters before the game, when it's time to be Superman, go be Superman. Well, it was time on that last play, and he was.
7-0. And the faithful here at Soldier Field, happy to see. The calendar is turned. It's 2025. It's Caleb Williams in year number 2. Good drive. First points, 7-0. Play clock is at 1. They just got it away on 3rd and long. Watch out! There's White down the sideline, gets a block, and now a touchdown. The former Vikings, pick 6, 4th year in the league. On the Vikings practice squad last year, and that pass was telegraphed, and Wright took care of the rest.
They brought the pressure. Dennis Allen called it up at the perfect time. Deshaun Wright sitting on the route.
Gets his first career pick 6, and then went 74 yards for the touchdown. Thielen in motion. McCarthy keeps. He's got it. And forces his way into the end zone. Touchdown. It's Adunze. It's Moore. He's got to get rid of it. He does. And Manungai can't make a play, and that's it. The Minnesota Vikings will start this season 1-0 with this strong comeback. And a win on the road here in Chicago. Kevin O'Connell starts 1-0. Ben Johnson, the rookie head coach, 0-1.
And now, live on 670 The Score and the Odyssey app, it's Gabe Ramirez.
Ladies and gentlemen, feels good to be home. But the phone lines are open. I just want to open them up right now, just get everything out of the way. 312-644-6767. You either went to the game, you're leaving your friend's house, and I have questions, but I most certainly want to talk to you about it. Of course, Bears fall to the Minnesota Vikings 27-24, and we got some time to talk about it, man, right here on the Plumbers 911 Football Monday on a Tuesday, presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. I am Gabe Ramirez, and I will be your therapist, as I say so often when I handle this shift. I will be your therapist until 5 a.m. So I'm ready for these phone calls. I want every single one of these lit up. I mean, I only got 2 more spots left. That's how many people are lined up right now. And I'm going to get to you because I'm ready to chat and really figure out not what happened, because I think it was very clear, but really to dissect what is the issue with this particular Bears team and what happened in this game. You know, for me, And we'll go over the game. You heard a lot of the highlights just right there. But for me, to be up 17-6, second half really just got the best of the Chicago Bears, and not just for what we were able to see, but I think when you're looking at Ben Johnson on the offensive side of the ball for the Chicago Bears, Dennis Allen on the defensive side, they were outcoached. We know what kind of adjustments need to be made, and I know some people say that they're overhyped, but the fact of the matter is Minnesota put up 21 points in the fourth quarter. The Bears were ineffective, not only on the ground, but Caleb Williams didn't check down to DeAndre Swift the second half. I feel like I didn't see it. That's what was working in the first half. I feel like things didn't add up the way they should have, and Ben Johnson said it in his postgame. Said, I could have done better. And, well, yes. But again, you can't shy away from the fact that this is his first game as a head coach of the Chicago Bears in the NFL. And I say it often. You have bosses. And you yourself say, I could do that job. But once you get in that position, granted, you can eventually do that job. But that first day, that first week, you're going to have bumps and bruises, and Ben Johnson's no different. Of course, the Bears come out on defense, start with a three and out. Just make it look so good and effortless. And then, of course, the 10-play, 61-yard drive. It took 5 minutes and 41 seconds, ending with Caleb Williams on the scramble. Just felt good from there. Then, of course, in the second quarter, Vikings put up a field goal. Right after that, Bears couldn't put up any. You felt like the momentum was going to shift right then and there. Two more possessions for the Vikings end in punts. For the Chicago Bears, they got a field goal, but then I'm curious. Again, the lines are open. 312-644-6767. Gabe Ramirez here. I'm curious how you felt when the Bears didn't kick the field goal on 4th-and-3 the first time they were down there. In my mind, I understood it. Ben Johnson, I felt like he had the cojones right there to do it. Made me feel good, like he was confident in his team. Fact of the matter is, the Bears haven't earned that yet. The Bears aren't there yet to be able to feel like, oh, we can just do this and because we'll be back in this position, you know, again. And then, of course, Bears get the field goal before the half, where then J.J. McCarthy, 2-play, 28 yards, gets them back in field goal position. 10-6 at the half. You're feeling good. Third quarter, not necessarily. Come out 3-and-out for the Chicago Bears. Then, of course, J.J. McCarthy gives up the pick 6 to Wright, making it 17-6 Chicago Bears. Even after that play, another 3-and-out by the Vikes. You're feeling good. Bears couldn't capitalize. Defense comes through again with, yet again, another 3-and-out right before the end of the fourth quarter. Bears get the ball, going on an 11-play, 44-yard drive that ends up with a missed field goal from Cairo Santos. Seemed like the wind took it or something. Looked like he got a good hit on it. Then after that, of course, just like in any sport, when some huge momentum shift takes place, everyone can feel it. What ensues is a 6-play, 60-yard drive from the Minnesota Vikings to make it 17-12. That, of course, they tried the two-point conversion. Unsuccessful. Then Bears 3-and-out, another touchdown, 3 plays, 50 yards, just making it look easy in the fourth quarter. 51 seconds, Bears get the ball back, 5 plays, 8 yards, punt. And then what happens after that, just to add insult to injury, a 9-play, 68-yard touchdown drive that ended with Mason to the right for 19 yards. That was just a heartbreaker. Then, you know, Caleb Williams does what he normally does, and then drives the team down the field, puts some fourth quarter points up, you know, with 2 minutes left. He enjoyed that. But unfortunately, the Bears, no timeouts, couldn't do anything about it. Too much, too little, too late for the Chicago Bears, and they end up losing 27-24. Now, I got more thoughts about this. I just wanted to, for those of you that just got out of work, didn't necessarily catch the game, it was a heartbreaker. And I wanted to tweet about it. Anybody that was listening, I was telling J.J. McCarthy's trash, which he was for 3 quarters. Then all of a sudden, he ended up playing or looking like Aaron Rodgers. But he had some umph on that ball, looked decent. But my question to you is, again, can you explain what happened to me in this game? A therapist, Gabe, that is who I am. I am going to take care of you. Like I said, I have my thoughts. We got Tyler Ferengul in the building, handling it down. Dynamic duo back together again. Shoot somebody over this way. Because now, just like, and thank you guys, because all 10 lines are lit up. So this is going to be a nice little overnight, starting the right way. Who am I going to first, Tyler? Because I need to talk to somebody to, maybe I need a therapist after a game like that.
I'm going to set you up here, Gabe. This is Jim from Lake Bluff.
Love it. Jim, when you're thinking about this game, you're looking at Caleb Williams. What comes to your mind?
You know, he just, he looked really rough. He had a bunch of passes that were just not there. They're way off. You know, that fourth and three play, I think it was Clement. He was wide open. He missed them by like 5 yards. I don't know if it had been a touchdown, but it would have been easily a first down. So I don't mind him doing that. Obviously, they left the points out. They didn't put the points on the board. You know, the other thing is we got our first three draft picks. Number one, the tight end. Then we got Luther Burden. And then we get the offensive tackle. None of those guys gave anything today. They didn't even really play very much. And you got to have that number one pick contributing heavily. The number two pick's got to be playing quite a bit. And none of our guys did that. So I kind of blame the GM on that. But, you know, he had Caleb have happy feet. And, man, he missed a lot of passes today, which wasn't good. You know, we got him basically for his arm, not for his feet. And, you know, it's just the same old nonsense. It's and it looked like the defense got real tired in the fourth quarter. So I know we're missing a lot of guys,
Jim, I'm so glad. No. You see, you said something in passing, but it was so important to the whole situation. And it is that the defense got tired in the fourth quarter. That, to me, was something that really hampered the Bears last season. And when you talk about playing in the preseason, you know, trying to be game ready. How do you expect these guys to go out and play four quarters at a high level? Granted, the Minnesota Vikings did the same thing and did a phenomenal job in the second half despite injuries. But this is not, again, you didn't earn that right. You're not there yet. Your defense isn't top five the way that you thought it was last year. Your defense isn't there yet to be able to do those things. And obviously conditioning comes into play. I know it's the first game of the season. But again, this is something that we've seen in the past. Now, Jim brings up some great points. Again, Gabe Ramirez here with you on a Plumbers 911 Football Monday, 670. The score. Phone lines are you got one line open right now. 312-644-6767. Tyler, don't forget to star whoever you want me to take next, all right? But Jim had some great points. And it was that, you know, first Caleb missed some guys. Yeah, granted he did. But I think Caleb does a great job of protecting the ball. And listen, we can't ask him to check down, and then when he does, get upset because he missed the guy behind him, right? And he's not making those throws as he was last year, at least not in this first game. Yeah, he missed some people. My thing was he wasn't doing it in the second half. It seemed as though there was too much pressure on his shoulders again, and I felt like I was watching a replay of a game from last year. It made no sense to me. And then I'm like, why aren't we dumbing this down for him again? Why aren't we hitting Kyle Manungai up the middle like he did that one play for 11 yards? Why aren't we doing that? There's a lot of frustration there. And then he said something else that Jim said was that the rookies didn't contribute at a high level. Listen, there was no one that was louder than me. Coastal Loveland might be great. But there's no one that was louder than me about why Tyler Warren should have been drafted ahead of Coastal Loveland. First of all, it was head-scratching that they, you know, we saw, I'm not making the comparisons, but I'm just saying, as a Bears fan, you got to think these things. The Bears outthought themselves when they went and got Mitch Trubisky. No. We know what we're doing here. We know what's up. And then you get the Ben Johnson in this era, and they're like, no, Coastal Loveland. Nobody had Coastal Loveland going 10. Then all of a sudden, he's there. But he should contribute. Now, Ben Johnson, after the game, he was asked about the tight ends. And he was very adamant that, listen, every game is going to be different. They knew they were going to have to block this game. My thing is, if you spend the 10th pick on a tight end, I need my man to have a couple catches. Be targeted. And today, for those of you that don't know, I was on Chicago Lead. I work on the Chicago Lead with David Hall, Cam Smith on CHSN. And I was on earlier today talking about this game and talking about just that. I asked Ruthie Polinsky. She was at Alice Hall today. And I said, Ruthie, Tyler Warren just had 7 catches for 75 yards. Colston Loveland comes in. That's a big ask. And then what I said was, who's going to get him the ball? Every other tight end that's playing at a high level has a quarterback that is actually targeting them. Caleb Williams spreads the ball around. Go look at his box score. I'll tell you right now, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 people caught a ball today. The highest target was Roma Dunze with 6. or excuse me, I'm sorry, Roma Dunze with 9 targets. He had 6 catches. It's just tough. Let's go back out to the phone lines so I don't just talk for a couple minutes here. 312-644-6767. Gabe Ramirez here. Bears lose to the Minnesota Vikings 27-24. I am sick to my stomach. Sick to my stomach right now. I told everyone that was listening, of course the Bears are going to win. They're going up against J.J. McCarthy. He's never played in the NFL. It's Monday Night Football. The Bears are here. Caleb Williams, year 2. It's like everything you... And then it was going that way, and you felt good about it. You're like, I feel like a genius. I'm going to go on the radio today and tell everybody I'm a genius. And then I feel like I'm back last year hosting an overnight on The Score where the exact same thing happens. Let's go out to Andy from Las Vegas, one of my favorites. Andy, what's your thought? Bears had a revamped offensive line and, of course, Grady Jarrett, Dio Odangbo on the outside. What did you think about the trenches for the Chicago Bears?
You guys are spot on. Second half, though, like, they ran out of gas. On the other side, on the offense, we couldn't run the ball. I mean, there were good moments and stuff. We got a couple yards and it looked good, but... In the second half, like, we couldn't get the pressure that we wanted. Obviously, we had, like, some bad calls put us, got them closer to the end zone and whatnot. But, yeah, I don't know what happened. They looked great in the first half, but I don't know what went wrong. And then Caleb, he got in his head. He was just off target.
He was trying to do too much, Andy. He was trying to do too much.
Whatever it is, if he couldn't find, like, the lanes to throw and guys were covered, then, plus they were putting the pressure. I don't know if it just got to him. And then, by that end, looks like a little league pitcher. You get in their head and they just lose the game. Yeah. You can't get them back.
It was unfortunate because there were moments like that where obviously the broadcast is going to try to paint a picture and tell a story. But you saw it. There was frustration in Caleb Williams. Warranted. I'd be frustrated too if my offense couldn't do anything. If you couldn't get the... Now, to be very clear, right? And I'm not doing the thing. I heard Olin and Patrick Manley talking about it. Players have to look themselves in the mirror and, accept accountability for their lack of performance. And I'm there for that. But you could still look at a game from a fan's perspective and be like, this is a bad series of play calls for the offense, right? And again, we go back to Ben Johnson, and I want to be very clear and preface this statement. I am not complaining about Ben Johnson. All I'm doing is trying to understand, right, what happened. And you're getting a guy who was solely focused on calling the offense all game long. Dan Campbell was handling the management of the team. So he could be hyper-focused on that. And today, it's a little different. It's a little different when you got to do a little bit of everything, right? 312-644-6767. Gabe Ramirez hanging out with you. Bears lose to the Vikings 27-24. I am your therapist today. Therapist Gabe is in the building till 5 o'clock. Let's go out to one of my old faithful, John, out in Dallas with this blasphemous statement about what the Bears are going to be in the first 5 games.
Here's my man, Gabe. Hey, Gabe, how you doing?
What up, man? Good to talk to you again.
Hey, listen, let's be honest, man. Out of the 5 quarterbacks that was drafted after him, who has he outplayed? He has not outplayed none of the 5. And not only that, the Bears are not going to beat Detroit. They're not going to beat Dallas. They're not going to beat the Raiders in L.A. Beijing going to be the quarterback after the first four games. This guy's not. He's not ready.
Hold on. Let me stop you, John, because I know you're going to call here with. I already know what you're going to say. Somehow you're going to throw in Justin Fields and how he had an amazing game with the Jets.
All right, good.
But look, when he was 10 for 10 and drove the team down in his first possession to get a touchdown, you were thinking the same thing, that he was trash? I can't believe it.
No, those was what you call the first 15 plays.
Scripted, okay.
They scripted. That's all it was. They were scripted.
That's a good counter argument, John. I'm trying to find some sunshine in this, and I'm thinking, all right, Caleb Williams did look good initially. you know, the defense, a fourth of the defense was missing, right? No TJ Edwards, no Jalen Johnson. You're struggling, no Kyler Gordon. So you're assuming that if they're there, this wouldn't happen, right? Because you'd have more bodies to rotate. Bears would have ended up on top. And then he would have outplayed J.J. McCarthy, which he did for the first three quarters, right? This just happened to be in the fourth quarter. Things just kind of went lopsided after the Bears missed that field goal.
You know who I blame, though, Gabe, really, them two? Poles, because he never got a decent defensive tackle for the right side of the line. You go all over the offseason, and you leave Sweat the only one on the left side. That's the problem.
Yeah.
No defensive tackle.
I hear you, John. Thanks for the call, man. And as always, you know, I'm always waiting your call here on 670 The Score. Listen, Grady Jarrett and Jervon Dexter, to me, they had solid games, right? Because you were able to at least mention their name at some point throughout the game, which last year I felt it was too often that you didn't say anybody's name on the defensive line. So at least, you know, they were there. Yes, you are frustrated that Zach Pickens didn't pan out because he is a third round pick when we're talking about draft capital, right? You know, your Valus Jones, your third round pick, your Karan Amagaji, depending on, you know, your thoughts about him, third round pick. It's tough. And then you spend a fourth round pick on Tory Taylor, which, by the way, and I just want to throw this in, and I'm sure I'll mention it again later tonight. I went back and looked at the fourth round when he drafted Tory Taylor. Do you know what two running backs, there's more of them that are out there in the NFL still, but two running backs in particular that are playing in the NFL right now, they got drafted in the same round after Tory Taylor. Two picks after Tory Taylor, it was Bucky Irving from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Okay, just let that settle in for a second. Then maybe about, I think it's like 10 picks later, it's Braylon Allen, you know, the co-running back to Breece Hall and the New York Jets. Like, I guess I'm saying that to say you could have had yourself, instead of it being Kyle Manungai, right, who got flagged, who is a seventh round rookie. No shade at Kyle Manungai, but it is a disservice to your team, right? Because there was no change of pace back today. That's really what happened to the Chicago Bears. DeAndre Swift couldn't get any traction whatsoever, and their change of pace back was DJ Moore. Speaking of the Chicago lead earlier on CHSN, I said it jokingly, but I was like, the over-under for DJ Moore carries today because Roshan was inactive was 2.5, and he hit the over. Couldn't believe it, right? But again, Tory Taylor, don't even get me started. I am heated at the Bears loss, and I know you are too. That's why I want to take your phone calls, 312-644-6767. Let's go out to Match in Dubuque. Is it Match? Is that his name? Like a lighter match? Is that right?
No, it's Mitch.
Mitch. Ah, that's all right. You know,
yeah, I told your producer how many times, but apparently he can't speak English. But anyway, like, what are we talking about? Dude, the reason why the Caleb Williams just he looks like a deer in headlights in the second half. He can't make the
How do you look in the first half?
He's scoring at a guy's feet. It's like, what is going on here?
Yeah, what did you think about him in the first half before we take a full assessment of Caleb Williams?
No, I mean, he looked pretty decent.
Okay.
Well,
okay.
He said he had scripted plays and everything like that. And then when it comes to, you know, go off script and stuff, then he's like, oh, what do I do? You know, where am I going? And he's just trying to do check downs every time. And then he's getting so scared, he's just throwing it at their feet. Like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah, I mean, I get it. I get it, Mitch. I'll get your name right. I understand the frustration of the Caleb Williams, especially when you don't win, right? You put up 24 points. You score in every quarter. You know, when you're talking about checkdowns, listen, I agree with you. There were hella checkdowns in the first half. I wish he would have had more in the second half to just get positive yardage at some point, because as he learned quickly in the first half, is that works. But check it out. DJ Moore, long catch, 30 yards. Olamide Zaccheaus, 16 yards. Romo Dunze, 17 yards. Cole Kmet, 31 yards. You know, those are deep passes. And I remember listening to Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, and Mark Grody. And I think they pointed out that a deep play or something like that, explosive play, was 16 yards. So, you know, four deep passes for, you know, Caleb Williams in that sense. I'm not trying to justify his play, because there were moments where he reverted back to who he was last season. But this was a whole team thing. You're talking about penalties on the offensive line, ineffectiveness from the run game. So they're talking, now you're talking about the front office for not properly outfitting this team with the necessary tools it needs. On the defensive side, you know, you're playing without three starters. So there's things there that you can point to. Ben Johnson's first game as a head coach. But it doesn't take away from the fact that he should have won the game.
Gabe, do you agree with me when I would
say... Do not
say,
talk with your mouth full. Oh, my gosh.
Sorry. Okay, I'm done.
All right,
would you agree with me if I said the Bears' three best defensive players heading into the season, Jalen Johnson, Kyler Gordon, and TJ Edwards? I know Grady Jarrett has been a fantastic player,
I think Tremaine Edmonds is better than TJ Edwards.
You think?
Yeah.
But you don't think TJ Edwards has looked better in this defense?
I think that when you're a middle linebacker in this kind of a defense, you get a lot of tackles. Look at Noah Sewell, his replacement. He led the team in tackles today. Right? So that happens. It's going to look good, but the fact of the matter is Tremaine Edmonds, to me, is a bigger difference maker, or has the potential to be a bigger difference maker. Jalen Johnson and Kyler Gordon, yes. That's like, we don't even have to go past that. Montez Sweat should be that guy, right? But the fact of the matter is, it is Jalen Johnson and it is Kyler Gordon, but they play better together as a unit. It's like when you're playing, I play a lot of pickup basketball. It's like when you're playing pickup basketball with good players, you play better, right? When you're on a team with a bunch of bums, then you feel like you got to do too much. And so when all these guys are there, it's not to justify the Bears today. That's not what this show is about. 312-644-6767. Let's go to Sal out in Tinley Park. Sal, when you're looking at this game, what happened in the second half? What happened? Sal, you there? All right, let's go to Austin. Leave Sal on hold. I feel like he's going to come back. Let's go to Austin. Austin and Sherrod, what's up, man? How you feeling?
Hey, so at the end of the game, before the two-minute warning, if you kick it straight out of bounds, it's at the 40-yard line. If you kick it out of the back of the end zone, it's at the 35 with the new rule. So why does 5 yards matter when you know Santos might not have the leg to get out of the back of the end zone? A first down ends the game no matter what. So they could have had about a minute left to end the game to score a field goal. So why does the coaching staff not know this?
Yeah.
Like, why risk it?
But Austin, it's what we talked about, right? It's when you are not in that seat, you feel as though you can do the job at the highest level, mistake-free. But when you get in there and the clock is running and it's your first time ever doing it, and then you get – it's like your job, you know? You've been there 10 years. You know, whenever anything goes wrong, you know how to fix it because you've been there 10 years. The new guy that starts, eventually he'll get there. But on day one, he went through the training. He did everything he needed to do. But on day one, the printer breaks and the toner needs to be hit to the side, and only you know that. You see what I'm saying? So, like, in a situation like that, I'm sure Ben Johnson probably wasn't thinking all of those things. Now, we get the benefit to think about it in hindsight, have the people, you know, mention it on the broadcast, understand the rules. We got time. We're drinking a pop. It's like, no big deal. But, again, it doesn't take away from the fact that that was the correct decision, right? Cairo Santos does not have the leg strength to kick it out of the back of the end zone. You put it out of bounds. You get at the 40, and you do exactly what you said. Austin, you handle business that way. But, again, did you have faith? Did you see how Mason and Aaron Jones were running in the second half? The Bears weren't going to stop them on three straight runs anyway. And I think that's ultimately what that was. But I'm heated. I'm pissed right now that the Bears lost. I was watching a nice, happy game. I thought I was going to be singing Caleb Williams' praises in this room all the way till 5 in the morning. Talking about a new path for the Bears, a new regime. We are not going to be the worst team in the NFC North again. And yet here we are. I almost went to bed at halftime. And then I was going to wake up at 11 and watch the game and fast forward. And then I thought to myself, no, I don't do that. Imagine if I would have did that. I might have had a heart attack. I might have had a heart attack if I would have woke up after being up 17-6 on my way to the 670 score to watch the fourth quarter. I might have had a heart attack. But good thing I didn't. Because that means I get to talk to you guys. Therapist Gabe in the building. Phone lines are open. 312-644-6767. I'm here till 5 o'clock, and I'm talking to each and every one of you. So don't go anywhere. More of your Plumbers 911 Football Tuesday right here on 670 Score, presented by Busey Bank, and great clips coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
We're back, live with more Gabe Ramirez on 670 The Score.
Bears lose 27-24 to the Minnesota Vikings, dropping not just their first game of the season, first game in division, first game of Ben Johnson's tenure with the Chicago Bears. It's painful to watch. But I'm here. Therapist Gabe in the building. My couch is wide open. I want to invite you onto it. Talk to me about your feelings. First and foremost, what were the issues today? What is the issue with the Chicago Bears? Just, oh my gosh, just absolutely disgusting. Let's just go out to the phone lines. Let's go to Ben out in Iowa City. Ben, Caleb Williams looked good in the first half. 10 for 10 on his first drive. Nice little run. Got the crowd hyped for that first touchdown. Things were looking good for QB1 for the Chicago Bears, but then everything else happened.
Hey, yes, he did. How's it going? First time caller on 670.
Oh, that's what's up. I'm glad I could pop your cherry there, buddy.
Absolutely. Okay. Nobody has been talking about how the defense played the first three quarters, okay? Who would have thought a corner that was on the Minnesota Vikings practice squad last year would have a pick six against Minnesota week one? Okay, I understand they got tired in the fourth quarter, but this entire game is on the offense. I mean, this game was in the bag. Was in the bag, absolutely. My biggest thing is with Caleb. Yes, 10 for 10, first drive, looked awesome. Completely agree with you, Gabe. But when he's in the shotgun, he never hits his first read, it seems like. He always looks it off. And it just, and then he gets unraveled. I don't understand his progression. He just needs to work on that, and I don't know what's going on with that.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, listen, I understand what you're saying, Ben. I mean, it's frustrating, right? I was thinking about this when the game first started, and I said to myself, like, it was, you know, Vikings go 3-and-out, right? Bears get the ball. Bears put up a touchdown. And then Vikings go 3-and-out again, and the Bears get the ball back. And at that moment, I thought to myself, right? I thought, do the Bears, like, Bears fans, myself included, we will not be happy unless it is a perfect game, right? Like, Bears have to score on every possession. There needs to be positivity on every drive. Like, that's the only way we are going to be happy. That's why we're a tortured fan base. Because first half, decent. Give me 17-6. I'll take it all day. I don't even care. I thought the score was going to be, I texted my brother a little bit earlier today, and I said, 2016 Bears, which it was headed in that direction. 20-16 Bears. That's what it's going to be. And then all of a sudden, you know, obviously the scoring extravaganza starts to take place. But it was going to be a low-scoring game because J.J. McCarthy, I didn't think much of him. And I thought the Bears were going to struggle to put points on the board. But again, they were there. And if the Bears would have won this game, I would have... I'm so sad that the Bears didn't win because then I wanted to be in here talking and being happy. And now I need to sit on my own couch. It's Gabe Ramirez, 670 The Score. You are listening to a Plumbers 911 Football Monday on a Tuesday, presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. And we're taking your calls. 312-644-6767. Got a couple open for you. Right now we're going to Dave on the Northwest side. Dave, welcome to the show, man. What'd you think about this Bears game?
Gabe, let me explain something to you. If the Bears think they're the Patriots with Tom Brady and get over 127 yards in penalties, they're sadly mistaken. You're not that good of a football team. That's number one. Let's look at the clock management. The Bears were only three teams last year that didn't score on the first drive. I'm thinking to myself, they scored on the first drive. This is great, right? They had to waste a timeout. And they wasted a crappy challenge. So you wasted another timeout. Could they use that timeout in the second half? Yes. So to me, they just got out coached in the second half. And I'm sorry, we're not talking about Eberflus here. We're talking about somebody getting paid a lot of money. And I'm sorry, you cannot have these little mistakes. Now, seriously, when you think about this, 127 yards in penalties. What?
That was tough. That was tough.
Are you kidding
me? Yeah, Dave, listen, I mean, I've been trying to explain it. And, you know, KOC, some people think that Kevin O'Connell is one of the best offensive-minded coaches in the National Football League. So there's no way that a defense is going to be able to contain them for four quarters, especially with the weapons that they have, right? Still got Justin Jefferson. Still got Aaron Jones, who I think is good. I mean, TJ Hockenson, guys that can get the job done. So the fact of the matter is going to be tough. And again, I can't emphasize it enough. You're talking about a head coach that was coaching his very first game in the NFL that was out-coached by one of the best offensive minds in football. And let's not forget, one of the best defensive minds in football in Brian Flores. So, you know, you wish the Bears could have just skated away with a victory, 23-20, you know, and it could have been a learning experience. A lot of things that the Bears can use moving forward to get better as the season progresses. It's just unfortunate they ended up on the wrong side of this one. 312-644-6767. Gabe Ramirez hanging out with you on 670 to score. Bears lose 27-24. What seemed to be a happy Tuesday. That's all I ask for. Bears got 17 games during the season. I just want 9 happy Mondays, or in this case, a Tuesday. 9 of them. And I was robbed of a happy Tuesday. And I'm sure you feel the same way. But let's go back out to the phone lines. 312-644-6767. Let's go to Quentin online. Yep. Quentin, what's going on, man? Welcome to the show.
Thank you, guys. I'm on the train at O'Hare Airport getting ready for work. I mean, get on my way to work. This is ridiculous. We had this game. What my concern is the field goal kicker. Too many penalties, too many mistakes. clock management, I understand that. But Carlos Santos needs to wake up. If he don't wake up by the next game, I will bench him, or the Bears need to look for a new quarterback.
Now, wait. Quinn, you feel that way just because he missed the 50-yarder?
Yeah, any field goal kicker can hit a 50-yarder. Look at the field goal kicker from Jacksonville. He hit a 60-yarder. Even I can kick a 50-yarder. I don't know what's wrong with Carlos Santos. He better wake up. We paid him a lot of money to stay. So yeah. I'm just hoping the Bears.
I felt bad for him, Quentin. You know, Cairo Santos, not Carlos. Yeah, he's Brazilian, so kind of Latino, not really. You know, they're Portuguese, so South American. But Cairo Santos. You know, it's hard to find a dependable kicker in the NFL. Talk to the Cleveland Browns. Talk to some of these other teams that had missed extra points on the season. But I get it. You want that to come. I'm curious, for those that are out there, whether you're watching on TikTok Live or you're out here, you know, streaming us wherever you are, when the Bears didn't go for that first field goal on 4th and 2, 4th and 3, I think it was 4th and 3, and they went for it, and then Caleb tried to throw that dart to DJ Moore. It was way too fast. How did you feel at that moment? Because for me, I'm like, let's go up a whole score. Like, how many times do you think we're going to be in the red zone that you think we could just carelessly give up opportunities like that? So for me, you know, I thought to me that was important. Texas says he missed the field goal and barely made the extra point. That's true. Just kind of skim through there. We're taking your phone calls, 312-644-6767. Gabe Ramirez hanging out with you on 670 The Score all the way till 5 a.m. We got a great show lined up all day today. Mully and Hall, our morning show. They got Olin Krutz at 7. Dave Wonstadt in studio at 740. Rahimi and Harris, they got Patrick Manley, one of the best brains that covers the Chicago Bears. He'll be on at 11. And then former Bear, Matt Forte, going to be hanging out with Spiegel and Holmes at 3. And then Jalen Johnson, the man that you saw on the sidelines cheering on Nashawn Wright when he got the pick 6, he will be on at 5 p.m. All right, but let's go back out to the phone lines. 312-644-6767. I want to talk a little bit more about Caleb Williams. So let's go to Steve out on the north side. Steve, when you watch this game, obviously, it was a tale of two halves, not just for the Bears, but for Caleb Williams as well. What was your overall assessment of his performance?
What's going on, Gabe?
What's going on, man?
Looking at the game, listening to Troy Aikman, a 3-time Super Bowl champ, and he was pointing out that he liked the way that Caleb started, 10 for 10, and later on in the game, he mentioned that he was 0 for 10. And I think what Troy Aikman was pointing out is that Caleb is kind of indecisive with his what he want to do. When you've been sacked, Troy Aikman mentioned this, when you've been sacked 68 times and you're trying to figure this thing out.
Steve, are you listening to yourself? Are you listening to yourself right now? Because I feel like that's why you're talking a little slow. Because sometimes when you're listening to yourself on the radio, you're hearing yourself, it's throwing you off, and I get it. But yeah, it was a tale of two halves for Caleb Williams. Right, I mean, ultimately, that's what it was, and you felt his frustration. At least I did. He was 21 for 35, only threw for 210 yards, had the tutty, no interceptions, only sacked twice. QBR 63.8. That was rough. He stopped running the ball in the second half too. I felt like, you know, taking off up the middle whenever he saw that's what he was doing well in the first half, right? Going through my progressions. Dumping it off to DeAndre Swift or DJ Moore, whoever was in the backfield at that given moment. Hitting the check downs quickly. And then if the pocket was collapsing and no one was available, he was taking off up the middle. Those were the things that Caleb was doing well in the first half. Wasn't holding on to the ball too long. You didn't see him scrambling out of pressure. And then in the second half, that's what it felt. It almost felt like I have to do too much. or the run game was so ineffective, right? DeAndre Swift, 17 carries, 53 yards, averaged 3.1 yards a rush. It's not going to get the job done. But again, when you don't have a secondary back, a change of pace back, someone to, like, Roshon Johnson would have been great today, right? Just to soften up the defense a little bit. Just a little bit. He would have pounded him. And then allowed DeAndre Swift to, when he had that 1 yard or one run, for, I think it was for 13 yards, you know, you would have had more of those because you would have softened, but there was no change of pace back. It's DJ Moore. So it's tough. So if you're not putting yourself in third and manageable, now second and 10, you're calling pass plays and you're putting a lot of pressure on Caleb Williams. I said it on today on Chicago Lead. Me, David Haw, Cam Smith. I said, Roche, they were talking about how the three defenders were going to be the biggest issue for the Chicago Bears today. And I jumped on I'm on the show and I'm like, guys, to me, it's Roshon Johnson. Because if you have to ask Caleb Williams to throw the ball 40 times, the Bears are going to lose. He threw it 35. Because the run game was that ineffective. 312-644-6767. Gabe Ramirez hanging out with you. I'm your therapist today. All right? I got my couch ready for you to lay on, for you to talk about. It could be the defense and the collapse in the fourth quarter. It could be Ben Johnson and your thoughts about it. It could be Caleb Williams. The offensive line, I didn't hear anybody talking about Braxton Jones. Everybody talking about the left tackle situation all camp. And I try to tell people, did you guys forget what the offensive line was like the last 2 years? Terrible. At least it's serviceable now. I thought the offensive line did an okay job, above average. But I want to hear what you have to say. 312-644-6767. Let's go to Jerry out in Lincoln Park. So, Jerry, I felt like, and a lot of people would admit, it wasn't just the phantom holding call on Darnell Wright. There were several calls that really shouldn't have gone the way of the Minnesota Vikings. What did you think about the officiating today?
Yeah, I hate blaming a game on the officials. I do think that the holding call on Wright was a phantom call, and it really was a turning point in the game. I like to take a step back, though. I mean, I have such mixed feelings about this game. When the game was over, I felt like, oh, we got to fire Ryan Poles. He's put together a horrible team. But if you look at the statistics, first of all, the Vikings are not a bad team. They're a really good team, good personnel, good coaching. And if you look at the statistical categories, the Bears won in almost all of them, except in penalties. And I thought some of the penalties were just were pretty bad. There was a pass interference call where the receiver slipped, and the holding call on Darnell Wright. If you look at the situation, the Bears, Williams completed the pass, I think it was to DJ, down to the Vikings 12-yard line, but it came back on a holding call, which, you know, I think even the official in the ESPN booth acknowledged that it was a pretty suspect call. So the Bears get pushed back 10 yards, and then they get pushed back another 10 yards on the intentional grounding call. Then Santos misses the 50-yard field goal. And then I thought after that, it was just a turning point of the game. The Vikings had a short field. They scored a touchdown, and it was all downhill from there. But at the same time, like I said, the Vikings are a good team. I think we need to put the Bears did not lose to the Cleveland Browns tonight. So
That's a good point. I hear you, Jerry. And I mean, the fact of the matter is when you're watching an NFL game, regardless of who the two teams are, there is going to be parity within the game. And that might come in the form of officiating, turnovers, tale of two halves, as we saw today. It's just what happens throughout the course of a game. There are mistakes that happen. It's like Ben Johnson said, the first game of the season specifically, the victor is going to be the team that made the fewest amount of mistakes. The Bears had 12 penalties for 127 yards. 12 penalties for 127 yards. There were some times that Jonah Jackson was looking, you could read his lips, and he's like, was it on one? Yes, it was on one. What is going on? I mean, and Ben Johnson talked about it in his post game, and we'll get to that eventually. Talked about how this was the crux of the team during training camp. Pre-snap penalties. This is what was happening. And you saw it play out in real time in front of our faces. You want to talk about momentum killing drive? We saw this last year with the Chicago Bears. Your momentum got sucked from you when you had penalties, whether it was pass interference, whether it was, you know, two pass interference calls on the Bears that really just set up the Vikings with good field position. Or if it's on the offensive side of the ball to just go from second and five to second and 10, third and six to third and 11. It's frustrating when those things happen because, again, the Bears are not good enough to operate at that level. They need to do everything. They're like the White Sox. The White Sox can beat you. And by the way, I'm a Sox fan. The White Sox can beat you, but they have to play a really good game. Like, there's no margin for error. They're not that good of a team. And the Bears are that way, too, where you don't have the luxury of having 12 penalties and being able to overcome that. It just doesn't work that way. But when you look at the statistics, Bears 3-for-12 on third down. Terrible. 20 first downs, though. 10 of them via the pass, 7 via the rush. I mean, there's things there that you can point to that I wish I was talking about a Bears win. I wish you were calling in about a Bears win right now. Again, Gabe Ramirez, 670 the score. Bears lose 27-24 to the Minnesota Vikings. JJ McCarthy had 13 completions. That's it. 13 completions. Sacked 3 times. Aaron Jones had 23 yards rushing. Justin Jefferson, 4 catches for 44 yards. Aaron Jones was their leading receiver, tied with Justin Jefferson. I mean, again, there's things that you could point to be like, what? Let's go back out to the phone lines. I need somebody to sit on this therapist couch that I have because clearly I'm a little too worked up. Let's go to Dave out in Romeoville. Dave, welcome to the couch and welcome to Therapist Gabe's session. What do you have on your mind that you want to get off your chest?
Again, there's things that you could point to be like,
oh, Dave, you got to turn off your radio, though. All right, brother, if you want to get on the radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can, like, express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
My bad.
I got you. Oh, Dave, I get it. It's tough to sit on the couch and let your emotions out. But go ahead. I'm here for it. I'm here to listen.
Well, I got to get back to work. I drive a truck at night.
I get that. You know what? My time is valuable, too. So I don't know if you're going to be able to make that one. 312-644-6767. Let's go out to the West Coast. Let's go to Pete out in San Francisco. Shout out to everybody listening on the Odyssey app. Everywhere, everybody on TikTok, and everybody listening in the streets of Chicago. But now we got Pete out in San Fran. Pete, before you start, my family and I, we take a road trip every single year. We've been doing it for almost 20 years now. This year, we're going to San Francisco to watch the Bears game at the end of December. Just so you know, I'll be in your neck of the woods.
Well, welcome to San Francisco. I'm a native Chicagoan, but I've spent half my life now here in San Francisco, but I will still always be a Chicagoan. Comment and question. One, this game cost me a very expensive dinner to a Vikings fan, so I wonder if I can send my check or the bill to the Bears.
Ryan Poles. Send it to Ryan Poles, Pete. Send it to Ryan Poles.
And then two, I think until proven differently, Chicago is the place where quarterbacks go to die. There was another caller earlier who referenced some of the other quarterbacks who have just gone through here in short fashion. And it'd be interesting for statisticians to take a look at historically, you know, what teams have had the worst luck with quarterbacks, like over a 30-year, 20-year period.
So I like where you're going with this, Pete. I like where you're going with this, but I do want to push back on a larger scale, right? And it's that. How many great quarterbacks are in the NFL right now? Just so we can just get some numbers figured out. In your mind, great quarterbacks.
Great quarterbacks that are currently playing?
Yeah, in the NFL, 32 teams, how many of them are great?
I would probably say, I'd say maybe four.
It's the exact number that I was thinking about, four, right? So you're at a very low hit rate of superstar quarterbacks, right? And so I guess I say that to say the Bears just have been unlucky in getting superstar quarterbacks. Like only four out of 32 teams end up with superstar quarterbacks, right? And so what you're hoping for, right, is someone that is above average. I used to make this comp with Justin Fields when he was the Bears quarterback. I said he is a top 15, 16 quarterback, but he's not a top 10 quarterback, right? And I think if you want to win in the NFL, as teams have proven over the course of decades, right, like you can win with an above average quarterback that's not necessarily a top four quarterback. So again, I don't know if it's where quarterbacks go to die. I think it's the Bears, you know, they made a mistake. They traded up to get Mitch Trubisky when they could have got Pat Mahomes. Right. And we can make the argument that he wouldn't have been Patrick Mahomes had he came to the Chicago Bears. You can make that argument. Right. But the fact of the matter is he's still Patrick Mahomes and he's still that good. Do I think Caleb Williams can be a top 10 quarterback in the NFL? Yes. I say that with conviction. I do think Caleb Williams can be that. I see the arm strength. I see the dynamic plays that he makes. It's just about putting it all together. I think that's where he struggles, right? Four quarters of good play, good decision making. We know he could put points up in the last 2 minutes of a quarter, of a half. We know that. That's proven. He can do that. He's that guy. But it's about everything else that happens in between. Valuing the football, continuing drives. If you're not going to get points, eat at the clock, right? There's certain things that you can do that are valuable outside of putting points on the board because every drive is not going to result in a touchdown. So I think he needs to get there. And I'm not in the position to make more excuses for Caleb Williams, right? Because this is a game that we should have won, but I don't know if necessarily he is the lone reason why the Bears lost. But you know what? We're going to take more phone calls on that and really discuss it because those people that are on hold, first of all, I appreciate you. First person I'm taking is Rachel Anderson. been on hold the longest. We're going to take them on the other side of the break. But everybody else that's been holding, I'm going to get to you. And my question to you is Caleb Williams the reason why the Bears lost? I don't think so. But I'm curious what you think. 312-644-6767. Bears lose to the Minnesota Vikings 27-24. And we're taking your calls right here on 670 The Score after this. Again, you're listening to a Plumbers 911 Football Monday on a Tuesday presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. But get your phone calls in. 312-644-6767.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.